This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the best of mankind, is the leader of mankind. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ana sayyidu waladi Adam." I am the master of all human beings, and I am the first one to be resurrected or to come out of his grave. And I am the one who is going to open or start the accountability, to intercede for Allah Jalla wa'ala to start the accountability. And I am the one who is going to open the gates of paradise for the entire humanity. They will follow me. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to us, أَنْتُمُ السَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. You will come in the beginning of the day of resurrection. You are the foremost. You are the first people to enter the Jannah. And Allah Jalla wa'ala said to us, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best nation ever raised to mankind. You enjoin the good and forbid the evil and believe in Allah Jalla wa'ala. Why are we the best of nations? Is it because We have a special color? No. Look, alhamdulillah, we have black people, white people, Asians, Arabs, everywhere. So why are we the best people? Because we are believing in Allah Jalla Ala, and we are following the message, the eternal message, the message that Allah Jalla Ala chose to be the best of messages, the eternal message, the message that was sent to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, this ummah, which should be the best of nations, should have the best individuals. What do we mean by that? You, my brother, you, my sister, everyone here should feel that he should be the best. Really? Why not? He should be, because the ummah, who builds the ummah? The ummah is nothing but the individuals. If the individuals are failing, if the individuals are bad, the whole ummah will be bad. That's why, when during the time of the Prophet ﷺ, or even after the time of the Prophet ﷺ, we have individuals like Abu Bakr, like Umar, like Uthman, like Ali ibn Abi Talib, like Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, like Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, like Abdullah ibn Umar, like Abdullah ibn Abbas, like. We have ladies like Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, like Hafsa, like other great ladies. The ummah was the best of nations. Even after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, during the Umayyad period, even after that, the Abbasid period, we have the likes of Abu Hanifa rahimahullahu ta'ala and his students, Abu al-Hasan, Muhammad ibn Hassan, Abu Yusuf. We have the likes of Imam Malik. We have the likes of Imam Shafi'i, the likes of Imam Ahmad. Even the leaders of the ummah. We have the likes of Harun al-Rashid. We have the likes of Ja'far. We have the likes of all the other khulafa. So that's why the ummah was the best of nations. At one point, my dear brothers and sisters, at one point we, as Muslims, we were controlling most of the earth. At one point, there was no, as many historians said, that history knew the Umayyad period at one point, and it was the largest ever country known in history. Even it used to control an area bigger than the area controlled by the Roman Empire. And when the individuals, my dear respected brothers and sisters, when they lose this passion to be the best individuals, then what will happen? We will see the likes of Aleppo. We will see the likes of the Rohingya being killed. And no one bothered about them. Yeah, how many? 1,000. How many? Maybe 10,000. How many? Maybe 100,000. The whole world is watching because Muslims themselves are not so powerful, they are not so great, then they are not respected. They don't deserve to be respected. As simple as that. If you respect yourself, then you will be respected. My dear brothers and sisters, if Islam is not in control, then what will happen? As they say, might, yeah, will be right. It is not that right is might. So the one who has power, he will be right. If you don't have power, even if you are right, you are wrong. My dear respected brothers and sisters, this spirit has to be passed from the older generation to the younger generation. We need to teach this to our children. They need to be inspired that, yes, it is true that maybe now we are attacked. Everyone is calling us Muslims. Everyone is calling us names. Yes, ISIS, terrorist, Qaeda, etc. And many of the younger children, they might feel intimidated and they hide their identity. And at school, they are confronted by a number of questions. What did Islam provide for humanity? Who are you Muslims? You are nothing. Look at what's happening to you in different parts of the world. And we need to empower them. We need to tell them that what is happening to us is just happening to us on a temporary basis. Look at our history. Since the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent 1400 years ago, since that time, we as Muslims, we were the best of nations. We were either the main superpower in the world or one of the superpowers in the world. The Abbasi period was the superpower. It ended in the middle of the 7th Hijra century, 656. Then the Khilafah fell down. Then it was followed by the Ottoman Khilafah. It remained as the main superpower or one of the main superpowers for 6 more centuries. So during the time of Islam, which is 1400 years ago, Muslims were the superpower for 1200 years a minimum, which means they were either the superpower or one of the main superpowers for 80% of the time. More than 80% of the time. Our children, they need to know this. They need to learn this. My dear respected brothers and sisters, we can talk a lot about that. Yeah, we can. It is enjoyable to talk about your legacy, your history, and how rich your father was, how great your father was, and you just live by that, and you deceive yourself, as they say. You don't achieve anything. However, everyone should ask himself, what is he doing now? Is he going to say, oh, my ancestors were the best of people. I was, my father was, my grandfather, yeah, but what about you now? First of all, knowing history gives confidence to the person. Gives confidence to the person and inspires the person to live as a great person. That's why, subhanallah, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. On the day of resurrection, yes, we will testify before mankind and we will be telling, Ya Allah, we testify that these prophets passed the message to their nations. Who are we to testify? Because we are the best of people. Allah Jalla wa Ala is inspiring us by these words. Allah Jalla wa Ala is inspiring us by telling us who our Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is. So, let us talk about ourselves, my dear brothers and sisters. One of the key qualities of the successful people who will build successful nations, powerful nations, is that those individuals live for a vision, live for something. And the noble, that vision, they are living for, they will be noble. The noble the individuals will be. The more this vision is inspiring, the more those people will be inspired by this vision, and the better they will be. If you are living for a low vision, then you will be a low person. If you are living for a higher aim, you will be a high person. The homeless person, many of them can do a lot. But this is what, this is the maximum they are living for. It's just to eat that day, to live, maybe. Yeah, he or she will have their dog instead of them, lowering their hands to beg people, go work, go do something, go. No, I am happy like this. Do you want to live like this? Even if you want to live like this, this life, yes, is this life everything? No, this life is just a test. خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتلي. Created, he created death and life in order to test people. He created as human beings from a sperm to test you. This life is a test, is a temporary period of time to pass the test. And once you pass the test, you will go to the highest place in Jannah. And you will regret every single minute you lost in this life. My dear respected brothers and sisters, I want every single one of you, especially the young people. Yes, I always like to talk to young people because they are our future. The young people are our future. And that was the habit of the Prophet ﷺ. That was the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. He spoke to everyone and he put more focus on the young people. Ali ibn Abi Talib, even Umar ibn al-Khattab, Uthman, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, and the others, the young people, Mu'adh, Zayd, young people, because they build the future. However, let us talk to all of us. What is your vision in this life? What is your vision? Do you just want to work, get some money, eat, drink? Yeah, alhamdulillah, you pray 5 times a day. Yeah, you maybe do some Islamic activities, and that's all. You are happy. You are thinking about owning your house. Yeah, and maybe owning a good car, have some money in the bank, and maybe if you are well off a little bit, you think about better education for your children, and that's it. That's it. Subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah jalla wa ala likes noble matter. Allah jalla wa ala doesn't like silly matters. If we look at the Quran and look at the great people mentioned in the Quran and look at their how the Quran spoke about their younghood, we will see that Allah Jalla wa Ala told us that they were inspired at a young age that they will be great people. Ibrahim alayhi salam, whom Allah Jalla wa Ala said that he was an ummah. He was a single person, but he was an ummah. From a very young age, Allah Jalla wa Ala told us, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. فلما جن عليه الليل رأى كوكبا قال هذا ربي فلما أفل قال لا أحب الآفلين. Allah Jalla wa Ala inspired him that he will be a great person and he will be given the ability to give da'wah and refute all the people who go against the commandments of Allah Jalla wa Ala. He was an ummah. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا. From a very young age, he confronted the entire town. قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. قَالُوا فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا. قَالَ فَعَلَهُمْ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا. Ibrahim confronted all of them. قالوا سمعنا فتى يذكرهم يقال له إبراهيم. We heard that there is a boy. Yes, he was telling bad things about these idols. A boy, فتى يقال له إبراهيم. قالوا فأتوا به على أعين الناس لعلهم يشهدون. Bring him. قالوا أأنت فعلت هذا بآلهتنا يا إبراهيم. Look at this. Ibrahim at that time was a young boy. The whole town was against him. Against him in what? In something that is fundamental for their existence. Worshipping the idols. Have you done this, ya Ibrahim? He proudly said, yes. If he was born to be a coward person, to be a small person, not to think big, he will say, why do I need to do this? I will confront the whole world. Am I going to change the whole world? I am the only one. He never said that. And then they commanded him to be thrown in the fire of hell. In the fire. He was ready for that. Did he start saying, please, look at me. I am a young person. Throwing me in the fire. Please, I beg you. Yes. Please forgive me. I made a mistake. No. I am the leader of humanity. What you are doing is wrong. And what I did is right. You are worshipping the idols before Allah Jalla Ala. And this is kufr. I need to change it. We will throw you in the fire. I am ready. Then Allah Jalla Ala said, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. The support and the help of Allah Jalla Ala descends on the leaders, those who want to change humanity. The help of Allah Jalla Ala doesn't go down on the coward people. Allah Jalla Ala doesn't help the coward people who turn away when there is a need for them to have sabr and to be firm. قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم وأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم المكيدين. Let us move from Ibrahim عليه السلام. Yusuf عليه السلام, that young boy, his brothers felt jealous of him. قال يا أبت إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين. He said, my father, I saw a dream. When he was a young boy, my father, I saw a dream. What is my dream, son? He said, I saw 11 stars prostrating before me. And not only that, I saw the sun, the moon, all of them are prostrating before me. Who am I? Then his father told him, my son, you will be a different person. You are not any person. Don't tell that story to your brothers. They will be jealous of you. They will be jealous of you. قال يا بني لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك. We can give many stories, my dear brothers and sisters. Musa عليه السلام, Isa عليه السلام, our prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. When he was born, he was born as an orphan for a poor family. However, Allah جل وعلا doesn't want him to live with a low ambition. His grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, was the chief of Quraysh. No one was allowed to sit on his throne, which was a simple mat, except who? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In order for him to be inspired, oh Muhammad, this is your position. From a very young age. At a very young age, they were building Al-Kaaba. Yes, the idol worshippers were building Al-Kaaba. And the young people were helping in building Al-Kaaba. And they are idol worshippers, so they used to be fully naked in order to have the lower garment Yes, to put it on their shoulders when they carry stones. Muhammad, at that time, he was a young boy. He wanted to do this. Allah Jalla wa Ala did not allow him to do this. Because Muhammad, you are not any person. This doesn't befit your status, your future status. Not only that, when they finished building Al-Kaaba, they want to place Al-Hajar al-Aswad, which is, has a very high status on their eyes. Who is going to put it in that place? Who's going to do that? Who's going to do that? Allah Jalla wa Ala want to tell them. And Allah Jalla wa Ala want to tell that young boy that you are the leader of humanity. No one in the whole world befit to do that job, which is placing Al-Hajar al-Aswad in its place, except you, Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, they had a disagreement, and they agreed that the first one who comes from this side is the one who will put Al-Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone, in its place, and it was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From a very young age, he was inspired that he will be the leader of humanity. And he was the leader of humanity. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. My dear respected brothers and sisters, the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran is full of those examples. Full of those examples. We can talk a lot about them. However, we need to bring that theory into practice. Every one of you, my dear brothers and sisters, should ask herself, what do I want to achieve? What do I want to be? Do I want to be a simple person? No one should say that I'm an old person. I lost it. No. Many of the scholars of Al-Islam, yes, they started their journey for leadership at an old age. At an old age. In fact, as one of the scholars came to Al-Fudayl, he said, I have done so many ma'asi. My age is 60 now. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Then Al-Fudayl told him, do you know what لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله means? He said, no. He said, it means, fix what will happen, what will come in the future. Allah Jalla wa Ala will reward you for the future, and Allah Jalla wa Ala will also forgive your previous sins and shortcomings. But if you continue committing sins in your future, Allah Jalla wa Ala will punish you for both the past and the future. Fix your future, Allah Jalla wa Ala will fix it for you, and Allah Jalla wa Ala will forgive you for your previous shortcomings. No one should say that I am old. No lady should say, I am a lady. I can't do anything. Yes, Maryam. Allah Jalla wa Ala told us about Maryam, alayha salam. She was a lady. Yes, she wanted to have a son. Although she did not have a father, Allah gave her a son. And gave her who? Gave her Isa alayhi salam. قالت إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محررا. What was her project? What was her vision? To have a son, to make him devoted for the sake of Allah Jalla wa Ala. This is the mother of Maryam. Sorry. This was the mother of Maryam, and Maryam as well had a similar vision. فلما وضعتها قالت ربي إني وضعتها أنثى والله أعلم بما وضعت. Allah Jalla wa Ala told us about Asia, the wife of Fir'aun. My husband is an evil person. I can't do anything. Allah Jalla wa Ala told her, no, you can still. What did she do? قالت ربني نجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين. Save me from Fir'aun. He is the king. He is controlling me. However, save me from him. I will not just give up. And she said, Rabbi ibni li baytan, Rabbi ibni li indaka baytan fil jannah, wa najjini min fir'aun. She was looking for something that is high, something that is noble. Build for me a house in Jannah. My dear respected brothers and sisters, my dear respected children, live for something that is big. Life will have a meaning. Live for something small. Life will be so depressing. Whatever you get from the dunya will not give you happiness. Live for something big for your akhirah. You will be a great person. You will be a big person. You will be a successful person. You will be moving from success to another success. Check what projects that you can do. Before I end, sometimes I'm invited to lectures. I ask people, how many of you, my dear brothers and sisters, memorize the Quran? If I ask you now, it is not suitable for the khutbah to raise our hands. Very few people memorize the Quran. I ask them, how many of you wish if they memorize the Quran? Most of the people raise their hands. I ask you, do you know some people who memorize the Quran? They say yes. What is the difference between you and the person who memorized the Quran? Do they have more hands? Do they have two heads? Are they more rich than you? In fact, many of them may be poorer than you. What is the difference? They had a vision. One of their achievements that they want to achieve, one of their goals they want to achieve, is to memorize the Quran. They were committed, they achieved it. This is a simple example. Do it, my dear brothers and sisters. All of you, even the old people, have a vision to memorize the Quran. At least consider it as one of your aims in this life. We ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to make us successful people. We ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to inspire us to have vision for our life. We ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to forgive us for our shortcomings.